到马可福音第十章。
Please turn your Bibles to the book of Mark, chapter 10.
马可福音第十章，我们今天会从第32节看到第45节。
Today we will be looking at Mark chapter 10, verse 35 to verse 42.
第32节到第45节。
Verse 32 to verse 45.
马可福音第十章第32节，他们行路上耶路撒冷去，耶稣在前头走，门徒就稀奇，跟从的人也害怕。耶稣又叫过12个门徒来，把自己将要遭遇的事告诉他们说：看哪，我们上耶路撒冷去，人子将要被交给祭司长和文士，他们要定他死罪，叫给外邦人，他们要戏弄他，吐唾沫在他脸上，鞭打他，杀害他。过了三天，他要复活。西比泰的儿子雅各、约翰进前来，对耶稣说：夫子，我们无论求你什么，愿你给我们做。耶稣说：要我给你们做什么？他们说：赐我们在你的荣耀里，一个坐在你右边，一个坐在你左边。耶稣说：你们不知道所求的是什么。我所喝的杯你们能喝吗？我所受的洗你们能受吗？他们说：我们能。耶稣说：我所喝的杯你们也要喝，我所受的洗你们也要受，只是坐在我的左右不是我可以赐的，乃是为谁预备的就赐给谁。那十个门徒听见，就恼怒雅各、约翰。耶稣叫他们来，对他们说：你们知道外邦人有尊为君王的治理他们，有大臣超权管束他们，只是在你们中间不是这样。你们中间谁愿为大，就必做你们的用人；在你们中间谁愿为首，就必做众人的仆人。因为人子来并不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命做多人的赎价。
Mark 10:32-45. And they were on the road going up to Jerusalem, and Jesus was walking ahead of them. And they were amazed, and those who followed were afraid. And taking the 12 again, he began to tell them what was to happen to him, saying,See, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be delivered over to the chief priests and the scribes, and they will condemn him to death and deliver him over to the Gentiles. And they will mock him and spit on him and flog him and kill him, and after 3 days he will rise. And James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came up to him and said to him, Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask of you. And he said to them, What do you want me to do for you? And they said to him,Grant us to sit one at your right hand and one at your left in your glory. Jesus said to them, You do not know what you are asking. Are you able to drink the cup that I drink, or to be baptized with the baptism with which I am baptized? And they said to him, We are able. And Jesus said to them, The cup that I drink, you will drink, and with the baptism with which I am baptized, you will be baptized. But to sit at my right hand or at my left is not mine to grant.But it is for those for whom it has been prepared. And when the 10 heard it, they began to be indignant at James and John, and Jesus called them to him and said to them, You know that those who are considered rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones exercise authority over them. But it shall not be so among you. But whoever would be great among you must be your servant, and whoever would be first among you must be slave of all.For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many.
今天我们看的这一段经文，在这里我们看见耶稣就是那一个受苦的奴仆。
Today in the passage that we have just read, we will be looking at Jesus, the suffering servant.
我们将会用以下的这个大纲来看今天的这段经文。
And this will be our outline.
我们会看到服事的实在，服事的奖赏，还有服事的原因。
We have 3 points today. The first is the reality of serving. followed by the reward for serving, and then the reason for serving.
当然，这里是讲到耶稣为什么要服侍，而且耶稣的服侍到底是什么。
And essentially, what we're looking at really is, what does Jesus do in his serving, and why does he have to serve?
耶稣在这里告诉门徒说，他会受苦，而且他会被杀。三天后他要复活，这次是第三次这么说了。
Jesus at the start of the passage today said that he will be condemned, he will be delivered to the scribes and the priests, and he will be condemned and he will die, and then after 3 days he will rise. This is the third time he has said this.
他第一次告诉门徒的时候是在第八章三十一节，因为在八章三十一节，耶稣告诉他们，人子必须受许多的苦，被长老、祭司长和文士弃绝，并且被杀，过三天复活。
This is the third time, and the first time he said it, he did so in Mark chapter 8, verse 31, where it says, "The Son of Man is going to be delivered into the hands of men, and they will kill him. And when he is killed, after 3 days, he will rise."
第二次，他在第九章三十一节再次的教训门徒说，人子将要被交在人手里，他们要杀害他，被杀以后过三天他要复活。
Excuse me, I had just read chapter 9:31. This is chapter 8:31, and he began to teach them, that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and the chief priests and the scribes and be killed and after 3 days rise again.
所以在第三次告诉他们的时候就在第十章。
And so in chapter 10 is the third time he's saying this.
所以在耶稣的这一个眼里，在耶稣的生命里，他来服侍是非常实在的，他来服侍不是一个巧合。
Not coincidence. Jesus' coming to serve was purposeful and was not a coincidence.
因为他 一来到世上的时候，他已经知道他来世上的原因到底是什么。
And when he came to this earth, he came with a very clear purpose.
我们知道耶稣他钉死在十字架上，不过有许多的人以为原来耶稣为什么会死，因为他得罪了罗马人，因为他得罪了当时的以色列人。
And he came to die on the cross, and some might say,that why did he have to die? Maybe he had offended Rome, and maybe he had he deserved to die.
有些人说他非常的伟大，他牺牲自己的生命为了一个，就好像是一个革命一样。
Others say that he was great that he died and he was a martyr.
他为了要有一个新的这个宗教而给这个宗教给牺牲了，就这么说。
And in order to establish a new faith, a new religion, he gave himself up and sacrificed himself in order to do that.
不过不是的，耶稣他是神，他是无所不知的神。
But no, Jesus is God and he is a God that knows everything.
所以他来的时候，他清楚知道他来的这个目的到底是什么。
And so when he came, he was very clear that he came with a purpose.
而且他三次的告诉门徒他会被杀，三天后会复活。这一个让我们看见的，在耶稣的心里头，服侍是非常实在的，不是一种虚幻的事情。
And we see that he was very clear to his disciples. He said it 3 times that he was going to come and die on the cross. We see that it was purposeful and it was the key priority in his life.
而且第三次他告诉门徒他将要被杀的时候，这一次他加了许多的细节。
Now in the third time that he said to his disciples that he was going to die, he added new details.
在第一次第二次他只是说他会被杀，三天后会复活，不过第三次的时候他告诉他们当他被交在这个祭司长的时候会发生什么事。
In the first 2 times, he only said that he would be delivered to the scribes and the priests, and he would die, and 3 days later, he would rise. In this passage, however, he's added new details.
耶稣告诉他们，这个祭司长会定他死罪，交给外邦人。这里所提的，当然就是交给这个罗马人。
It says here that the Son of Man will be delivered over to the chief priests and the scribes. and they will condemn him to death and deliver him over to the Gentiles. Meaning they would deliver him to the Romans.
而且他们要戏弄他, 涂唾沫在他脸上, 鞭打他, 杀害他, 这些都是因着耶稣是一个无所不知的神, 他已经预知未来。
He carried on to say that they will mock him, they will spit on him, they will flog him, and they will kill him. These are new details that we're seeing in this third telling of his death. And he is a God that knows all things, and therefore he's able to say this.
圣经告诉我们,门徒就稀奇,第32节。
The Bible tells us in verse 32 that they were amazed.
他们行路上耶路撒冷去, 耶稣走在前头, 门徒就稀奇, 他们稀奇什么?
We see that Jesus on the road to Jerusalem was walking ahead of them, and they were amazed as they trailed behind him. What were they amazed by?
因为耶稣已经跟他们讲了两次, 他上耶路撒冷的时候会被杀。
Because they have been told two times already that he will be killed in Jerusalem.
他们知道。
So they know.
只是他们不敢问,
but they dare not ask.
我们看9章第32节就是这么说的, 门徒却不明白这话, 又不敢问他。
And this we can see in chapter 9, verse 32. But they did not understand the saying and were afraid to ask him.
不过他们知道耶稣会死。
However, they knew he would die.
因为我们记得彼得他告诉耶稣说, 万万不能, 你不能够这么做, 所以他们完全的明白耶稣会死。
And we know this because Peter rebuked him and said, no, this cannot happen. And so we know that they know it is going to happen.
所以门徒其实稀奇什么? 因为他们稀奇的就是耶稣明知道会死, 竟然还继续的朝往耶路撒冷, 他们心里面就是觉得非常的稀奇, 为什么耶稣要去白白的送死?
So what were they amazed by? They were amazed by the fact that despite knowing he would die, still he continued on his road to Jerusalem, serving himself up to those who would kill him.
不过我们说了,耶稣来服侍是非常实在的, 他知道他来的原因是什么, 他知道他来的目的是什么, 而且他也知道所有的细节, 在这里, 他朝往这耶路撒冷去, 是因为他实实在在的是要去那里,
But as we have said before, Jesus understood the reality of his service. Jesus understood the purpose for which he came, and therefore he walked straight towards Jerusalem and straight towards the cross.
所以我们今天第一点就是看到耶稣他服侍的实在，在他的心目中他完全没有任何的疑惑。
We want to see now that in Jesus' service, there was no hesitation.
我们就看见耶稣他就是以赛亚书那里所预言的那一个受苦的奴仆。
And Jesus clearly exemplifies as described in Isaiah the suffering servant.
在以赛亚书53章第3到第6节这里预言着这个弥赛亚将会受苦，他会被藐视，被人厌弃，多受痛苦，常经忧患。 他被藐视，好像被人掩面不看的一样，我们也不尊重他。他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦。我们却以为他受责罚，被神击打苦待了。哪知他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤。因他受的刑罚，我们得平安；因他受鞭伤，我们得医治。 我们如同羊走迷，个人偏行己路，耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他的身上。
In Isaiah 53 verse 3 to 6, Jesus is described in this way. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and as one from whom men hide their faces, he was despised and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace, and with his wounds we are healed. All we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
在这里我们看见以赛亚书预言了这个弥赛亚将会受苦。
We see that the book of Isaiah has prophesied that this Messiah will suffer.
耶稣来到世上，他清楚地知道他将会面临着什么样子的死亡。他清楚地知道，因为他告诉门徒，甚至告诉他们说，这个外邦人会戏弄他，吐唾沫在他脸上，鞭打他，杀害他。
And when Jesus came to this earth, he knew exactly in what way he would die. And that's why he was able to tell the disciples that he would be mocked, he would be spat on, he would be flogged, and then he would be killed.
所以当以赛亚书这里说第三节，他多受痛苦，常经忧患，为什么会常经忧患？
And so when in Isaiah it talks about how he was acquainted with grief, what does that mean?
因为耶稣他不只是在十字架上的时候，或者是不只是在被鞭打的时候受了这个真正这个肉体的苦楚。
What it's suggesting is that Jesus was not just in pain when he was flogged and when he was crucified.
他来到世上的时候，他已经知道多少年后他将会面临这样子的死亡。
No, in fact, when he first came to this earth, he already knew ahead of time that he was going to die.
如果你不知道未来会发生什么事，你可能会充满希望。
Now, if you have no idea what will happen in the future, perhaps you will be full of hope.
你找到一份新工作，你不知道这份新工作是怎样的，你要去上班的时候，你会充满希望。
For example, if you've just found a new job and you don't know what the work environment is like, you will, on your first day, approach it with a lot of hope.
非常兴奋，而且非常的高兴。
You'll be happy, you'll be excited.
可是如果你知道明天你的老板会怎样虐待你，你知道明天，如果你是老师的话，你知道明天你所面临的学生是如何的这个难搞的话，或者你是医生，你面临的是什么样子的挑战等等等等的，可能你会睡不着觉。
But if you knew just how your boss would mistreat you, or if you are a teacher, how your students would be difficult to manage, and maybe you're a doctor and you knew the challenges that awaited you,Perhaps you would not be so hopeful.
因为你已经知道了会发生什么事。
Because you know what's going to happen.
所以心里头已经是充满着忧患了。
And so in your heart there is full of anticipation of that grief.
耶稣他行在这世上的时候，他每天都知道，清楚地知道他所面临的是什么样子的死亡。你可以想象这一种心灵上的折磨是什么样子的吗？
And that was Jesus's life every day on this earth as he walked towards the cross years and years later.
他的死亡不是偶然的。
His death was not a coincidence.
他清楚地知道。
He clearly and purposefully knew about it.
而且他也是朝着这个方向行。
And in fact, he walked towards it.
这里告诉我们，他会被交到这个外邦人的手里。当然，我们知道，在福音书里面，我们看见了他会被犹大出卖。
We see here that he will be delivered over to the Gentiles, and we know in the Gospels that he was betrayed by Judas.
他不只是知道他会被出卖，他也知道谁会出卖他，是他最亲近的门徒会出卖他。
Not only did he know he would be betrayed, he also knew who would betray him, and he knew that it would be one of his closest.
一个跟他一起吃饼、一起喝杯的人，跟他最亲近的人会出卖他。
The person who was closest to him, the person who ate and drank with him, would one day come to betray him.
假如你知道你最亲密的朋友会出卖你，你还会跟他这么亲密吗？
If you knew that someone who was closest to you would one day betray you, would you still be close to him or her?
所以我们在这里要思想一下，耶稣所经过的，他所经历的这一切是何等的这一个沉重，何等的苦难来临，他都清清楚楚的知道。
So if we try to just put ourselves in that place and understand the pain that Jesus had as he walked towards the cross.
所以当我们受到试炼的时候，千万不要以为我们所受的试炼是这么的难，这么的艰难，不能够支持不住。
And so the trials that we go through, let us not think that they are overly difficult and overly challenging.
圣经告诉我们，耶稣所受的这个试探，所受的这个试验，远远的超过我们。
Bible tells us that the pain, the suffering, and the challenge that Jesus encountered was far beyond us.
所以他能够了解我们的心灵情。
And that is why he understands us as we go through trials.
所以这里耶稣已经预言了他所要面临的是什么，他会被这个罗马的兵丁戏弄，他们会吐唾沫在他的脸上，会羞辱他，侮辱他。
And so here we see that Jesus has prophesied how he will die, and he will be mocked, he will be spat on, he will be flogged, and he will be killed.
耶稣是神的儿子。
Jesus is the Son of God.
他如果要讲一声，福音书告诉我们，神就会差十二营的天使来到他的身边。
And he has at his disposal power, and all he has to do is open his mouth, and the Bible tells us that legions of angels will be sent to help him.
不过他却自愿的来到世上受苦，而且受尽了这个世人的这些羞辱。
But no, he has come to this earth. He came to this earth to die. And not only that, he was willing to suffer the humiliation and the mocking of men.
他是无罪的，可是却受尽了这种苦楚。
He had no sin, yet he was made to receive this pain.
所以我们看见了耶稣，他来到世上，他是为了来服侍，而且这个服侍是非常的实在的。
So we've seen that Jesus came to this earth in order to serve, and that serving was there was a reality to that serving.
当然我们知道耶稣不只是钉死在十字架上，三天后他会复活。
But he also said that he would not just be crucified. He also said that after 3 days he will rise.
当然他的原因是什么呢？在第四十五节我们就会看见他给我们原因。
What was his reason for serving? We'll see that in verse 45 later on.
第四十五节，因为人子来，并不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命，做多人的赎价。In
verse 45, it says, "For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many."
所以我们从历史里面知道，耶稣的死，耶稣所经历的一切，完完全全的是因着他已经预言了这一切，这证明了他就是神的儿子。And
so we know that Jesus' death and all that he would have to endure has been prophesied. We also know that as he spoke to them these things, that he was omniscient and he was truly God.
不信的人说， 这个是后来这个教会加进去的。
Those who do not believe will say, "No, this has been added onto the Bible after the fact."
在拉撒路与财主的故事那里，我们记得亚伯拉罕跟这个财主说，如果人不肯信的话，就算死人从死里复活，他们也不信。
We know in the story about Lazarus and the rich man that even if someone comes back from the dead and tells those who are living that they are bound for hell if they do not believe, they would still not believe.
所以在这里我们看见耶稣他是无所不知的，他已经预言了会发生什么事，而且一一都发生了，这个就让我们知道原来他真正的是神的儿子。Here
we see that Jesus has predicted, has prophesied all that will happen to him on the way to his death, and we see that he is truly the Son of God.
当耶稣被钉在十字架的时候，他十字架的脚下有一个百夫长，就是这个罗马的军官。这个百夫长看了耶稣，他说：“这个真的是神的儿子。”We
also know from other accounts in the Gospels that there was a Roman centurion who stood at the foot of the cross, and when he looked up at Jesus, he said, "This truly is the Son of God."
所以今天我们在这里听见了耶稣他 是来到这里服侍的，他的服侍非常的实在，而且他一一的已经预言了，我们要信靠他。
So our first point is that Jesus knew that he was coming to die on the cross. There was a reality to his service, but not only that, he prophesied everything that would happen to him on the road to his death.
那我们看第二点，第二点就是这个服侍的奖赏。
Our second point is the reward for serving.
我们继续的读下去，看见原来这些门徒他们听了耶稣所讲的之后，他们其实脑子里面想的是别的事情，心不在焉。
We see here that having heard what Jesus has said, the disciples had other things in mind, and they weren't even they had missed the point altogether.
西比泰的儿子雅各、约翰进前来对耶稣说：“夫子，我们无论求你什么，愿你给我们做。”
We see that James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came to him and said, "Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask of you."
这个就好像是非常的怎么讲，非常幼稚的小孩子来到问父母亲问题一样。
And this sounds like a very juvenile thing to say, like a child going up to their parent and say and asking this question.
如果你是家长，你有孩子，或者你曾经记得你小时候是怎样问你父母亲的要求这个答复的时候，你还没有问他，你就要耶，爹地，你要答应我，爹地，你要答应我，你问我问你什么，你都答应我。
If you are a parent of young children, or if you can remember when you yourself were young, as when you want to put forward a request to your parents, you would go to them and say, even before putting forward the request, that Daddy, you must grant me this request.
还没有问，他就要求耶稣答应。
Even before saying what the request is, he's already asked that Jesus approve or agree to that request.
就好像小孩子一样。
And it is like a child.
他们所要求的是什么呢？
What was it that they were requesting?
赐我们在你的荣耀里，第三十七节，一个坐你右边，一个坐在你的左边。这里所讲的就是荣耀的这一个地位。
Grant us to sit one at your right hand and one at your left in your glory. What they were asking was for a position of glory.
他们所要求的是奖赏。
What they wanted was reward.
他们要求什么样子的奖赏？他们要求的这个奖赏是有着这个权柄的奖赏。
What sort of reward were they after? They were after a reward of power and authority.
耶稣来是为了服侍，耶稣教导他们也是一样，可是他们的心里头所要的是他们的骄傲，还有他们就是这个属世的这一种的要求，就是要这个荣耀。
And while Jesus had come to serve, they had missed the point altogether, and they were asking for power, and they were asking for elevated positions.
这个世界上的教导还有教训都是这样的。
And that generally is the world's teaching and the world's point of view.
你必须要争取。
You need to achieve.
你必须要信靠自己。
You need to believe in yourself.
你必须要爬这个楼梯。
You need to climb the corporate ladder.
因为只有你才能够这么做。
Because only you can do it.
而且如果你做不到的话，这个世界就不会尊敬你。
And in fact, the world says that if you cannot do it, then the world will not esteem you.
所以这个世界是充满着骄傲的。
And so there is pride, full of pride, this world is in.
这个世界不断的要求我们要追求五个 C。
This world tells us that we need to pursue the five C's.
这个世界不断的要求你们要有这个属世的成功。
The world tells us that we need a worldly form of success.
甚至是巨型教会也是这么的教导，你们在这个世界上要享受成功，要享受荣华富贵。
And it's not just the world that preaches this. Mega churches around the world tell you that we are to be prosperous and that we are to enjoy these things.
我们刚刚才看见耶稣他的服侍是非常实在，为什么非常实在？因为他已经清楚的知道他要面临的是什么样子的死亡，甚至可以说他每天都受到这一种死亡的这一种的这种的折磨。
When we said that there was a reality to Jesus' serving, what we really mean is that it was very real to him each day. And even before he got there, he suffered along the way.
可是这里他的门徒却完全的不明白他的心意，他们所要求的就是一个能够坐在他左边，一个能够坐在他右边。
But they didn't understand this fact, and in fact, when they came to Jesus, they asked for to be seated, one on his right and one on his left, in his glory.
他们虽然已经是得救的人了，
yet they were already people who were saved.
可是他们的眼目还是注视在这一个世界。
But their worldview was still very much worldly.
我们许多的人不也常常是这样吗？
Is that not like many of us?
我们虽然是得救的人，我们应该是思念、向往天上的事。不过，我们的目光还是看在短暂的这个属世的事情上。
As Christians, though we are saved, do we not often struggle with being myopic and looking only at the temporary pleasures and material gains of this world?
我们注重我们的事业，我们要求这一个升职加薪。
We focus on our careers and we desire to be promoted and have pay raises.
为的是什么呢？
For what?
这些都是为了自己的荣耀。
Is it not for our own glory?
所以这些门徒也是一样。
This was the case with the disciples.
我们千万不要以一种审判的态度来看他们，觉得哎呀，这些都是不得救的人呐，这样的眼目光这么的短浅。我们都是一样的。
And we better not look at them in a judgmental fashion and say, "Oh, these people are worldly," when we ourselves are caught in that same trap.
耶稣告诉他们，他将要死，他将要受苦。
Jesus said to them that he was about to suffer and about to die.
不过他们所要求的就是这一个权柄的奖赏。
Their response was, "Give me glory."
他们其实知道耶稣要死的，我们已经说了，他们稀奇耶稣，你明知道自己要死，你还朝往耶路撒冷去送死吗？
They knew he was dying, and they were amazed. And they were thinking to themselves, why would you deliver yourself into the hands of those who would kill you?
不过同时间却心里面还要求这一些毫无关联的事故。
Yet in their hearts, they were still focused on these things that were that did not matter.
第38节，耶稣说：“你们不知道所求的是什么？我所喝的杯，你们能喝吗？我所受的洗，你们能受吗？”
In verse 38, Jesus tells them, "You do not know what you are asking. Are you able to drink the cup that I drink or be baptized with the baptism that I am to be baptized?"
这里所指的喝的杯还有受的洗是什么呢？
What is Jesus referring to when he talks about the drink and the baptism?
在旧约里头讲到神的这个杯其实就是审判的杯。
In the Old Testament, when the Bible refers to drinking of the cup, it is talking about judgment.
因为神将会从他的杯里头把他的审判倾倒在世界上。
The illustration is that God in his judgment will pour out judgment from the cup upon the world.
所以这里耶稣所要喝的杯是什么？ 耶稣记得我们也读过他在哥西马尼园祷告的时候，他祷告是说， 父啊，如果能的话，请你把这个杯挪去。And
we've seen this illustration before when Jesus was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane when he said, "Lord, if you are willing, let this cup pass from me."
这个杯就是指神施行审判的杯。And
this cup refers to the judgment of God.
他将要因着罪人所有的罪而钉在十字架上，背负罪人的这些罪。
Jesus was about to go onto the cross and bear the sins of all humanity in across all of human history.
他要为这罪人而死。
He was going to die for sinners, and he was going to have all the contents of this cup poured upon him.
所以这里所讲的杯就是第34节那里所讲的，他会被杀。
And this cup then refers to verse 34 where he talks about being killed.
当然他被杀是罗马人杀他，也是以色列人杀他。不过真正的 为什么他会死呢？是因为他必须要向这个神交账。
We know that he was killed because the scribes and the priests handed him over, and it was the Romans that killed him. But we also know that it was preordained for him to receive this entire cup of judgment on behalf of the sinners of this world.
所以当耶稣说我所喝的杯你们能喝吗？也就是告诉他们你们愿意死吗？
And so when he says, can you drink the cup that I drink? He's really asking them, are you willing to die?
我所受的洗你们能受吗？同样的。
He says, are you to be baptized with the baptism with which I am to be baptized? And that's the same question that he's posing to them.
他们非常的自信，我们在这里看见这些骄傲的人也是非常的充满自信。
And they are, the disciples are just self-centered at this point. They are proud and self-centered.
想都不用想，他们就说我们能。
Without even thinking, their response is, we are able.
我们知道当耶稣钉死在十字架上的时候，这些门徒都发生什么事了。
We know what eventually happens when Jesus gets crucified on the cross and what the disciples did.
他们全都逃跑了。
They all ran.
彼得甚至三次不认主。
In fact, Peter 3 times denied the Lord.
所以在这里我们看见了他们非常的有自信，不过其实这些都是属世的自信心。
We see that they believed in themselves, but this was a worldly self-belief.
耶稣在这里就告诉他们，我所喝的杯你们也要喝，我所受的洗你们也要受，也就是说他们以后也会因着他们的信心而受到这个逼迫，而且会寻到。
And here we see Jesus telling them, the cup that I will drink, you will drink. And with the baptism with which I am baptized, you will be baptized.And he's telling them that in the future, in the near future, they themselves will be persecuted and they themselves will go out and do the work of the Lord.
当然这里其中的一位就是雅各，西比泰的儿子雅各，他就是第一个为这个信仰而寻道的人。
And in fact, one of these two of the sons of Zebedee, James, will be the first person to die for his faith.
所以我们看见原来耶稣在这里也是预言着他的门徒所要面临的到底是一种什么样子残酷的对待，残酷的死亡。
And here we see that Jesus was also prophesying the response and the treatment that his disciples will receive from the world.
在这里他们还不知道，他们很有自信心的说我们能，不过耶稣告诉我们的的确确的你将会面临这样的事情。
But at this point they were ignorant.And in their ignorance, they said, yes, we are able to drink the cup and be baptized in the same fashion, but they had no idea what they were saying.
第四十节，只是坐在我左右，不是我可以赐的，乃是为谁预备的，就赐给谁。
He says in verse 40, but to sit at my right hand or at my left is not mine to grant, but it is for those for whom it has been prepared.
这里看见了原来耶稣他是圣子，不过他非常谦卑地接受这个圣父的安排。
Yes, Jesus was the Son of God, but in his humility, he said he submitted to God's will and God'sYeah, he submitted to God's will.
我们不知道到底以后谁会坐在耶稣的左边，谁会坐在他的右边。
We do not know who will sit at God, at Jesus' right and at his left.
有可能是雅各还有约翰吗？
Could it be that it will be James and John?
我不知道。
We do not know.
圣经没有告诉我们。
The Bible doesn't tell us.
不过在这里耶稣就教训他们，教导他们要如何的去做这个天上的事情。
But Jesus does tell them how they might go and do the work of do this heavenly work.
第四十一节，十个门徒听见就恼怒雅各、约翰，恼怒什么？
Verse 41 says, and when the ten heard it, they began to be indignant at James and John. What were they indignant over?
可能恼怒，哎呀，他们捷足先登，早知道我们先去问耶稣。
It may be that they were indignant at the fact that James and John got in first, and they should have been there to ask that same question before James and John.
从另外一个角度，当这个雅各、约翰要求坐在耶稣左边、右边的时候，其实同时间是在说他们比第那另外十个好。
Of course, James and John's request was suggesting also that they were somehow better than the other disciples.
所以只有他们两个坐，一个坐在左边，一个坐在右边，其他十个应该在下面。
And so the implication is that if James and John was to sit on Jesus' right and left, the other disciples would have to sit at his feet.
所以这里十个门徒听见了就恼怒，非常的生气。哎呀，你竟然讲我们比你差。
And it could be that when they heard this, they were indignant at the implication that they were somehow lesser than James and John.
他们就恼怒。
And so they were indignant.
这个也是不对的。
And that was not right either.
你怎么可以讲我比你差，因为我比你好。
There was a dispute about who was better than who.
之前他们也这么做过了，第九章的时候他们已经讲到底谁比较大。
And in fact, this was a familiar argument for them. And we see the same argument in chapter 9 where they were saying who was greater.
所以第42节耶稣就叫他们来对他们说，你们知道外邦人有尊为君王的，治理他们有大臣超权管束他们，只是在你们中间不是这样。你们中间谁愿为大，就必做你们的用人，在你们中间谁愿为首，就必做众人的仆人。
Jesus tells them in verse 42, You know that those who are considered rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones exercise authority over them. But it shall not be so among you, but whoever would be great among you must be your servant.
耶稣是在教导他们如何得到真正天上的奖赏。
Jesus is teaching them how they might be able to receive heavenly rewards.
要真正得到神的奖赏，不是自己去争取的。
For them to receive God's reward was not for them to take it.
也不是去要求耶稣赐给他们什么。
And it wasn't for them to request it from Jesus.
真正的要得到奖赏的话，就必须要服侍。
He's saying that for them to be truly rewarded by God was for them to be serving.
因为当他们愿意谦卑自己，愿意去做众人的仆人，去做别人的用人的时候，这样子在来到神的面前，他的谦卑就会得到神的奖赏。
He says, for them to be rewarded, they must be the servants of others. They must be willing to be subject to the authority of others and serve them. And only then, when we come before the Lord, will we be rewarded for that service.
耶稣在这一方面就是成为他们最好的一个榜样。
And in this way, Jesus became the ultimate example of that service.
因为耶稣就是来到这里服侍的，他的服侍非常的实在，而且他将要把自己的生命给献上，为的就是服侍这些世人。
Because Jesus came to serve in that way, and it was a very real way of serving. He was teaching them that they need to serve others in order to be rewarded.
耶稣就会成为他们的榜样，也是成为我们的榜样，是如何的要得到神的奖赏呢？通过谦卑的服侍。
Jesus became the ultimate example, and he is to us the ultimate example as well, that we would be, that we need to humble ourselves and serve others.
这个就是保罗在腓立比书第二章那里所写的。
And this is underscored by what Paul wrote in the Philippians chapter 2.
腓立比书第二章第六节，耶稣本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。既有了人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，死在十字架上。所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万名之上的名。
Philippians 2:6-11, Paul says, For though he was in the form of God, he did not count him equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. And being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
耶稣得到神的奖赏,
Jesus got the reward of God.
因为他谦卑自己而且成了奴仆的样式,
because he had humbled himself and became a servant.
在这里他就是在教导他的门徒也是必须一样,
and here he is teaching his disciples to do the same.
这里所用的这个字就是希腊文 doulos, 也就是说要成为这个奴隶的意思。
And this here uses the word servant here is the Greek word doulos, which really means slave.
在这里就让我们看见原来成为一个基督徒是要成为一个奴隶。
And here we see that in order to be a Christian, we are to be slaves.
我们是神的奴隶。
We are to be God's slaves.
我们彼此是彼此的奴隶。
We are the slaves, we are slaves to one another.
腓立比书第二章那里也告诉我们要看个人比自己强。
The book of Philippians also tells us to esteem others over ourselves.
不是像雅各、约翰一样要求坐在耶稣的左边、右边，其他的人应该在他们的脚下。
Not to follow James and John's example, to ask for that position of glory while others sat at their feet.
耶稣继续的让我们看他来服侍的原因到底是什么。
Now Jesus continues to tell us what is the reason for his service.
所以首先他的服侍不只是非常实在的，而且他也教导门徒服侍的奖赏，真正的奖赏到底是什么，而且现在让我们看见他所来服侍的原因。
So our first two points were the reality of Jesus' service. Second point was the reward for serving and what true reward is. Our last point is the reason for serving.
耶稣来不是白白的送死。
Jesus did not come simply to die.
有些人白白的做了一些事情是没有任何的，他们付上了代价却没有任何的这一个原因。
Some people die for no reason and they may have paid a heavy price but for no purpose at all.
有许多这些极端分子，他们以为牺牲了自己的生命就能够上天堂。
There are some people who teach heresies that believe that fanatics that believe that simply by suffering and dying they would attain would reach heaven.
不过耶稣他不是白白的送死，他所来的原因是有这一个。 服侍人的原因,
but Jesus did not die for no reason. He came in order to serve.
第45节，人子来并不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命做多人的赎价。
Verse 45 says, "For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many."
做多人的赎价，为什么要做多人的赎价？
Why does he have to be a ransom for many?
原来世人都犯了罪。
Because all of us have sinned.
我们所犯的罪都得罪了神。
And our sin has offended God.
神是绝对公义的。
Our God is a perfect and holy God.
所以他必向罪人施行审判。
And so he must judge the sinner.
耶稣所还的这个赎价不是还给魔鬼的。
This price that Jesus has paid is not a price that has been paid to the devil.
有些人教训他们的教导是原来魔鬼他操掌管着这些罪人的灵魂，所以耶稣必须要把赎价交给魔鬼之后，让魔鬼释放罪人。
And there's wrong teaching which says that it is the devil who holds on to the souls of sinners, and therefore Jesus had to die to pay a ransom so that the devil can release these souls.
我们在恩道神学院那里已经在教导过，这个魔鬼是已经被击败了的敌人。
But if you've been with us at our Grace Bible School, you would hear the teaching that the devil is a It is an enemy that has already been defeated.
他所要面临的也是永远的这个火湖的焚烧。
And in fact, his end will also be death and the lake of fire.
所有的罪人如果罪不得赦免的话，也是遭遇着同样的这个遭遇。他们所面临的这个也是永永远远在地狱里火湖的焚烧，那里的火是不灭的，那里的虫是不死的。
And those who do not believe are headed for the same fate, and they will, in death, will spend all of eternity in hell and that lake of fire.
前天我载我的同事回家。
A couple of days ago, I sent my colleague home.
在车里头，我跟他传福音。
And I shared the gospel with him.
他告诉我说，神非常的不公平。
And he said to me that God is extremely unfair.
神设的一个标准是人不能达到的。
And he says that God has set a standard that no man can attain to.
然后因着人达不到那个标准，神就审判他们，要判他们下地狱。神是这么的不公平。
And then when man fails to meet that standard, he judges man and sends man to hell. He says, this is an unfair God.
是吗？
Is that true?
假如神的标准不是绝对完全的一个标准， 是任何人都能够因着自己的这一个能力而达到的话， 这样的神才更加的不公平。
If indeed this standard that God sets is something that all men can hope to attain in their own strength, then this God truly is unfair.
如果约翰跟雅各达得到，另外十个达不到，这样的话，这样的神公平吗？
If James and John were able to attain that glory, but the rest of the disciples were not, is that a fair God?
什么叫公平？
What is fair?
公平就是所有的人来到神的面前都是一样的。
Fair is when all peoples come before God and are seen in the same way.
这样才叫公平。
That is fairness.
在神的眼里，所有的罪人都犯了罪，所有的人都是面临着审判的。
In God's eyes, everyone has sinned, and in God's eyes, everyone is deserving of punishment.
什么事情最不公平？
What is the most unfair thing?
耶稣的死才是最不公平的。
Jesus' death was the most unfair thing.
因为耶稣是完全无罪的。
Because Jesus was without sin.
他是一个无罪的人，却为罪人而死， 这一个才是最不公平的事情。
Here was a man who was perfectly innocent and was made to bear the sins of the world. That is the most unfair.
不过神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
But God loved the world and gave his only son to die on the cross for the world.
叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
That all who believe in him will not die but have everlasting life.
所以耶稣在这里所要给的赎价是要交给神的赎价。
And so this price that Jesus paid was a price that was paid to God.
因为神将会审判世人，不过神却差他的独生子来还了这一个罪价。
Because here was God ready to judge the world, but instead he sent his son to take that judgment and pay the price for us.
所以耶稣来是为了服侍罪人。
Jesus came to serve sinners.
不是服侍罪人的喜好。
It is not to serve the desires of sinners.
不是服侍罪人要求的钱财健康。
It is not to fulfill the desires of people who want money and health.
而是服侍他们，让他们解决最终的这个问题，就是面临神审判的这个问题。
But it's to serve them in order that they would solve that the problem, which is the true problem of death and judgment, would be resolved.
这个就是耶稣服侍的原因。
This was the reason of for Jesus' serving.
所以当我们今天来到听主的话的时候， 我们要像这个百夫长一样，认识这一个真正是神的儿子。
And so as we come before the Lord and as we read this passage, we are called to be The Roman centurion who stood before the cross and recognized that this was the Son of God.
我们就算是信了主之后, 也是有功课要学习, 不要像雅各, 不要像约翰一样, 我们要彼此的服侍, 谦卑的服侍。
And for those of us who have come to know the Lord, our lesson here is given by James and John to not be like them, but to serve one another.
千万不要像这个世界的人一样, 不断地追求这个属世的成功。
That we might not be like the world to pursue the pleasures and the glories that this world offers.
当然如果神赐给你这个是好的。
However, if God has blessed you, then that is a good thing.
我们也要用这神赐给我们的这些资源来彼此的服侍。
Let us use the resources that God has given us to serve one another.
我们要来到这里向主学习，学习做一个受苦的奴仆。
We must come before God to learn how we might be a suffering servant.
这个就是基督徒的生命。
And this is the life of the Christian.
让我们做一个结束祷告。
Let us close in prayer. Our Lord in heaven, we thank you for this passage. But more than anything, we thank you, Lord, for the example that Jesus has been to us. We thank you, Lord, that we are able to, in this body of Christ, serve one another. And we pray that, Father, you would help us to do so with sincerity and with joy, not as an act of duty, but Lord, because you have served us, Lord. I pray that you will help us to grasp even a shade of what that grace means, Lord, and how much we have been blessed with, that we would respond with a heart that is overflowing with thanksgiving, that we might serve others, because we never deserved that grace. We never deserved that service, Lord. So we pray, Father, that as GBF, that you would help us to develop hearts that are willing to be one another's slaves, that we would be willing to suffer, Lord, for our faith. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.